Now that spring has arrived here in the southern hemisphere, I've been suggesting that it's a great time to spring clean your computer and get organized. And that should definitely include getting a data backup plan underway if you don't already have one. Now on the line to help us out is Nat Maple, the General Manager of Consumer and Online for Acronis in San Francisco. G'day, Nat.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Now, let's actually take a quick look back at the history of computer data backups. I mean, go back just a few decades and I guess you might have had a few floppy disks with some documents stored on it. But what's the current landscape look like in terms of backup and what are the essential tools?
Yeah, the explosive growth in digital data and how important that data is to our lives is the biggest change in the landscape in recent times. Digital photos alone, Andy, are a great example. You know, they've taken the place of printed photos containing all of our life's memories, and it's essential today to use the right tools to ensure you have a backup of all of your digital life.
Now, actually, now that I've asked that question, I should probably step back and ask the more obvious question. Why do I even need to make a backup of my computer? I mean, you know, isn't the hard drive supposed to last for decades? Shouldn't everything be okay?
Yeah, actually, that's a very common misperception. So all mechanical hard drives wear out and fail over time, 100% of mechanical drives. So it's only a matter of time. The situation's better with newer SSD drives, but physical drive failure, you know, an actual drive completely failing, is only one example of the different ways that you can lose data. Fire, flood, theft, or even user error, deleting a file or a couple of files by mistake, are all common scenarios that can affect anyone.
Okay, so say I finally convince someone to get on the data backup bandwagon, we'll call it, at home or maybe for their small business. There are a lot of different options and methods available. So where should they start? What should they look out for?
Yeah, what you should look out for is absolutely focusing on backup solutions. There are a lot of ways now to store or share limited amounts of data, but you want a complete backup solution, and users should look for something that's easy to use. And then secondly, I recommend that everyone follow what the big companies do and make sure that one copy of your data is stored off-site, you know, a different location to where your primary computer is stored.
And what should people expect sort of cost-wise? I mean, how much is reasonable? I mean, can you put a price on your important data too?
Exactly. Yeah, so just in sort of range of costs, a good external hard drive is the most basic investment that people should make. And those can be had in pretty decent capacities now for $100 to $130 Australian dollars. And then reliable and easy to use backup software is definitely what we recommend. And that's typically around the $70 mark. So for $200 Aussie dollars, you can get started with a decent local backup solution. And then for cloud backup or off-site backup, that pricing is typically subscription-based and varies a fair bit. But generally, it's as cheap as a couple of lattes a month, which is often how I talk to people in terms of trying to put that price on their digital data.
Coffee is my currency too, so I completely understand how that goes. Well, actually, I should mention that at this point that I am a fan of using multiple methods. It makes a lot of sense. I currently use an online backup service and a local hard drive-based backup, which happens to be through Acronis True Image, your product. But you're actually about to launch a new product this month or an upgrade to the product. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, you bet. Well, first of all, thank you very much for being a customer, of course. So with Acronis True Image, in the last couple of years, we've actually been very focused on something we call dual protection, which is the ability to back up both locally to that external hard drive and also off-site to the Acronis cloud. And as you know, as a user, we back up a full system image of the computer. So not just your files and folders or your pictures, but everything. So if anything goes wrong, we bring the whole computer back. We can also bring back just individual files and folders, of course. So our latest product that we're announcing later this month is focused on making this significantly faster and easier to use than ever before. And we're doing that through a completely redesigned user experience. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay, so for Acronis, where are those online backups held? Are they secure? And is it pretty easy to then access those backups should the worst happen and your hard drive fail?
Yeah, you bet. So the online backups are stored in the Acronis cloud. They're absolutely secure. We do a couple of things around security. The first is that all of the data that's transmitted is done over SSL. So that is a secure connection from your client machine to the data center. And then we offer AES 256 encryption, where the user can put a password on their data and only they can access it. And we recommend that most users do that. And the majority of our cloud backup users are setting a password on their backups today. In terms of recovery from the cloud, we can recover a whole computer directly from the cloud using just recovery media, which for most people is a USB stick, or if they still have a CD drive, a CD that they create. You simply boot your computer from that that stick or the CD, and then you can recover directly to a new hard drive or even to a whole new computer.
All right, so once I've got my backup set up, how much time is involved in managing that? Or is it a pretty much set and forget kind of a process now?
Yeah, it used to be harder to manage than it is today. So today, most good solutions offer set and forget type functionality. Set it up once and then automate it. For example, back up every night at 10 p.m., perhaps before you go to bed, but before the computer's turned off. And at the same time, still a way to configure pretty significantly if you're someone who likes to perform multiple different backups or different types of backups at different times. And so that flexibility is built into most credible solutions today.
Finally, any handy tips for data backup you can share? Or, you know, have you got your own personal horror story of data loss or someone you might know that maybe might scare a few people into to thinking about getting a backup plan underway?
Yeah, sure, Andy. The biggest tip I would provide is to make sure that you do have the backup plan for your digital data. Don't assume it won't happen to me or she'll be right. Typically, unfortunately now, with more and more digital data every day, it's only a matter of time before you suffer a data loss. My personal horror story was actually a very close call. I was hosting an event in Munich for a large audience, and my laptop fell off a lectern that was about 2 meters high and smashed to the ground. I was thousands of kilometers from home. Given my job, obviously, I had a complete backup of the whole machine in the cloud. It was actually okay and worked for a few days after smashing to the ground, but I quickly started to lose data off the drive, and I was fine because I had a complete backup in the cloud, so I just bought a new hard drive and recovered directly to that.
Yeah, most people don't realize that magnetic hard drives don't withstand falls very well.
They don't. Yeah, anyone with a laptop should really think about just carrying it around, dropping it, the abuse it takes. It's mechanical drives aren't really designed to handle that type of pressure.
All right, brilliant. Thanks, Nat. Where can I get more information on Acronis Backup?
The best location is our website, acronis.com.au, and watch for that new product in just a couple of weeks now as well.
Sounds good. Will do. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
You bet, Andy. Thanks again for having me.